Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we should be hearing any second from Mike Lombardi, Al. And Mike.
The book's on the shelf.
Hollis did. Gridiron Genius is out.
It's out, yes.
And Hollis did some research, and he said Lombardi's getting good reviews, but there have been a couple of negative ones mixed in. So on the line with us is best-selling author Mike Lombardi with his new book out, Gridiron Genius. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Angelo. How are you?
More importantly, how's the book doing?
Seems to be doing really well. I mean, it's been pretty well received, and so it's been good. So I think it's a steady climb. I think people that read it seem to enjoy it, so that's a good thing.
It's a lot of very in-depth football information in there. Mike, do you read reviews?
Not really, Angelo. I mean, I it's like evaluate the evaluator all the time. So, you know, sometimes I'm sure there's people – you know, I see on Twitter people make fun because of what I said about Doug, and so they send me pictures of that. So that's not my audience anyway. I mean, let's face it. If you're a serious football fan and you want to learn about football, you'll want to buy the book. If you kind of want to just talk about the Eagles and what I said last year, then you won't buy the book, which is fine. That's it. That's what we call America.
All right, Mike, but I got to tell you the truth. This week I made a mistake. I tweeted something out, and I looked at the responses. I'm a troll magnet. And Mike,
live by what people, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, there's a comic that talks about people just living in their basement trolling on Twitter, and I think it's so true. It's like, get a life. I mean, come on. And then they disappear. I have one guy just harasses me for like forever, and then all of a sudden he's gone. So I don't know. I mean, look, that's not my audience. People that want to learn about football, that want to study football, that really want to get in depth about the game, then I think they'll be interested in my book. People that just want to crack jokes and who have done nothing and sit in their basement their whole life, you know. I mean, look, I'll say this 1,000 times. When you work for Al Davis, there is nothing, and I promise you, there is nothing they can tell you on Twitter that's worse than working for Al Davis. I can promise you that.
And there's stuff in the book about that, right, Mike?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I worked for him. You know, I mean, look, that was not an easy job. I don't think any of those people that make fun of me on Twitter could have handled it. Trust me, I can tell you that. When he would call me every morning at 10:30. He was not an early riser, so to speak. And so that's when he would get up, and he would always say, I have three things for you. And I could never play a home game. I never could ask him a question ever. And then he would ask me the question, you know that guy from Philadelphia, Angelo? And then I'd have to go, who is Angelo Cataldi? And then I would answer the question. It was Jeopardy. I'd answer the question, and he would say, how tall is he? And I'd say, he's 6'0" 4'4". Or if I said I have to look it up, he said, oh, F, I could look it up. You know?
Oh, wow. So, you had to know everything. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Hand size, too. Like, how big's his hand? What's his arm length? And if I didn't have it off the top of my head, I was dead. He was going to kill me. I mean, you know, Angelo, the first 3 years I worked for Al Davis, he hung up the phone, never said goodbye. I would stay on the line. I thought we were still having a conversation. Then I finally figured out. And then later, as I worked for him longer, I would say, Mr. D, I'm still here, because I wasn't sure he hung up on me or not.
You got to read the book, Gridiron Genius. All right, Mike, first, before we get into the Eagles game and all that stuff, Michael Kendricks, former Eagle, signs a deal with the Seahawks while waiting for sentencing. He's confessed to insider trading. Does the NFL let him play in Seattle?
Well, look, I mean, Jimmy Haslam, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, went through that whole Pilot Flying J thing with price fixing, and he still owns the team. So I don't know if there's a precedent for it. I really don't. I think that he obviously is going to have to serve some time. He's pleaded guilty to it. But I don't know. I mean, this is one of those things where, look, Seattle has this – Seattle is – you know, every team defines character different ways in the National Football League. Seattle has a certain standard, which they will. They won't mess around with – like when Tariq Hill came out, there's no way Seattle would have drafted him. you know, when certain guys, Joe Mixon, there's no way Seattle would have drafted him. But there are situations where Seattle is a little bit more liberal when it comes to dealing with players' character.
Clearly. All right, now we got a situation with this Eagles game that's making me nervous. I need your thoughts. Alex Kemp, former side judge, will make his debut as the head official. Never done an NFL game before as the main guy, Mike. Would that worry you if it was a game you were the GM for?
Yeah, you know, you worry because you don't have anything. Most of the times you sit in front of the team and say, look, here's who we have this week. We have your friend Pete Morelli, and Pete, this is what Pete typically calls, and here's how he calls the game. Right. And the back judge calls this and that. That you could still do that because you know the crew. I mean, you can run all the numbers on every guy on the crew. You just don't know how he's going to behave. One thing I will say, the league is mandating protecting the quarterback. So if you go near the quarterback any time he's in the pocket low, it's going to be a penalty. So you don't have to, whether he's new, whether he's been doing it for 40 years, it really doesn't matter.
All right, but so, but you want a book on everything, right, Mike? But going into a game, you want every contingency covered, and you can't do that when you've never seen the guy ref.
No, you can't. You're just going to have to see how it goes. But the one thing you do know is what the league's telling these officials to call. So you know, and his job is to protect the quarterback as the lead, as the head official, as the guy there. So you know that he's going to protect them, and he's going to do an overzealous job of it because he's getting graded on that area.
Great point. All right, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the opponent quarterback. He seems like Jekyll and Hyde here a little bit, Mike. Is he a threat to the Eagles on Sunday?
Well, I don't know if he's Jekyll and Hyde. Look, he didn't have a career night last week in New Orleans. He had, like, a career squared night. Like, the guy's averaged 6.7 yards per attempt in his entire life. And last week he averaged 14.9. So that's just, like, that's above the norm. The norm's going to come back. He made plays last week of he had two over 50. He had two in the 30s. I mean, it was remarkable what he did. It really was remarkable. And the Saints gave up more big plays than most defenses can give up in during a season. So the norm can come back. But look, they've got three really good receivers. Mike Evans is a hard guy to cover. You know, Chris Goodwin really played well last week. And, of course, they've got the ex-Eagle, DeSean Jackson. So they've got three skill players that you got to match up for. The Saints could not put any pressure on him, and that really was the difference in the game. The Saints' defensive line really never got to Fitzpatrick. This is a game, once again, the Eagles are not going to be able to cover these three receivers if they have time to throw the ball. But that's the key to the Eagles' defense. Look, the Eagles' defense gave up over 600 yards in the Super Bowl in just 26 minutes. They couldn't cover the Patriots' receivers, but their defensive line won the game.
Mike.
And that's how the Eagles have to win this game.
You were one of the best talent evaluators in the game. Is Fletcher Cox the best player in the Eagles?
I think he's one of the best players. I mean, Carson Wentz is the best player when he comes back.
Right.
And I think people should stop asking the question seriously. Like, if you're an Eagle fan, why do you want to rush Carson Wentz back? Like, seriously, what are you so obsessed with getting him back for? Don't you want him to play for the next 15 years to enjoy him? Like, just chill out. These are September games. Like, relax. The guy's coming off an ACL, MCL. Like, just wait until he's completely healthy. Why, you want to rush him down so he can play against the Tampa Bay Bucs when in 4 weeks from now we won't even remember what the outcome of the game is because it is not even significant? In December, it matters. I mean, just chill. Let the kid get healthy because it's about the long term. It's not about the short term. But I think Fletcher Cox, look, that defensive front, and right now without Jernigan, but when Jernigan's in there, it's a completely different team. And so without him in there, you know, this is going to be a heat and humidity game, Angelo. That defensive line's got to stay fresh because the fourth quarter, you got to be able to rush.
This is a really awkward moment for
Mike,
me.
That Mike, that was brilliant what
Mike,
you said about Carson.
Mike, my next question was whether you thought Wentz was going to play next week.
But now, I mean, it's ridiculous.
No, I'm not even going to ask it now.
I don't understand it. Like,
because
I don't
we love him, Mike. We want instant gratification.
And then as soon as he goes in there and he tweaks his knee a little bit, you're going to say, why did they rush him back?
I'm a talk show host. I'm going to rip people when that happens. Mike, you don't.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. You got to think long term. You got to put a longer lens on. You can't manage. There's two kinds of organizations. There's sustainable and solution-based. And when you're trying to rush the kid back, you're being solution-based. You have to think sustainable. You got to think about the big picture. The kid's got to get healthy first. I mean, just because he's out there in a 7-on-7 drill and he's throwing it around doesn't mean he can play football at a high level.
Talk to you next week. I think I'm right. He's coming back. Mike, I got one more for you, and you're the expert I can ask about this. And it's basically, does success change people? Doug Peterson is talking to the media yesterday. Tell me if this sounds like somebody. Listen to Doug.
we try to be 1-0 this week, and that's all we worry about, you know. And last week is over with, and we're on to Tampa Bay and against a good opponent.
We're on to Tampa Bay. Who does that remind you of, Mike?
Well, I mean, you read the book. I mean, look, Belichick, Marcus Aurelius. It's about what stands in the way becomes the way. I think that's clearly the case. And look, you got to take that. I mean, this is a challenge for any guy, any coach who's won a Super Bowl. It's hard to repeat. It's hard to get those players' attention every single week because everything outside the building is talking about repeating. When inside the building, you know, it's hard to repeat. You're everybody's Super Bowl. Everybody is gunning for you. It's the team you got to play. Hey, the Eagles are coming. You don't think in Tampa they're just dying to see the Eagles? You don't think they're going to measure their team against how they play against the Super Bowl champs? That wasn't happening last year. That was not happening last year. And so it's a different course, and it's a challenge. I mean, Pat Riley talks about it in one of his books. It's the disease of me, where when you win, everybody kind of feels a part of it, and all of a sudden you can't get everybody's attention. And I think that's the challenge that Doug has. So he has to change, Angelo. Right. He has to change who he is because his team's changed.
All right, well, Mike, now you're making me nervous, so could you please predict who's going to win this game on Sunday?
I think this is going to be a really hard game. Heat and humidity is a factor here. You know, you go down there and you once you get tired. Everybody talks about cold weather games and how hard it is to play. That those are the easy games. You can get warm. You can always get warm. You can't get refueled and re-energized. You have to go get an IV when you get heat and humidity kind of get you. And so that's going to be the key factor here. And their defense, Vinny Curry played well last week. Their defense did not play well last week. Drew Brees was magnificent. So I do believe the Eagles will move the football on them, and I think the Eagles' defense will stop Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think it'll be a close game, but I do think Philly will win this game because I'm not sold. When you give up as many yards as they gave up to New Orleans last week, and New Orleans, really, if Sean Payton thought that he was going to score 40 points in that game, he probably would have never punted. And if the way the game went, and he could have got away with not punting because they were moving the ball effortlessly. And without Vernon Hargraves, this is a zone team, and when you play a zone team, you got a lot of throws you can make against them.
I think the man has just demonstrated why the title of the book is Gridiron Genius. The great Mike Lombardi. Mike, always an honor, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Andrew.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.